Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, the prediction I made a month ago, in the days following the Christchurch massacre, where 40-plus people died at the hands of a lunatic who said he wanted to cause a global race war, he said he was creating a false flag to make people kill each other. And I said, but you watch, when the week of Easter comes, all over Europe, all over Asia, all over the Middle East, all over Africa, Christian churches will be burned and bombed, starting on Palm Sunday. And they will be shot up and they will be brought to the ground. And you can actually pull it up. Just type in Alex Jones conspiracies after Christchurch, Media Matters, you name it, CNN. Jones claims that the media is overreporting on Christchurch, but will ignore supposed made-up bombings that Muslims are going to be carrying out. And then, of course, like clockwork, 800-plus churches have been burned in France or blown up this year alone. Thousands across Europe, hundreds across the Middle East. And there have been stabbings and bombings and shootings at churches all over the world. But you've got to go read deep into the local regional news to find it. Except in Sri Lanka, the most religious country arguably in the world after Tibet. 99% of the people living there believe in God. And they've only got a 9% Muslim population. But guess what? They had a good time today. Killed over 200 people. That's 400 times what died at Christchurch. Over 400 times. Oh, but guess what? It doesn't matter. Because even the BBC and Al Jazeera, the articles are up on Infowars.com, says it's Islamophobic, something made up by the Muslim Brotherhood. You're damn right I'm Islamophobic. Muslims have invaded the whole world. They always hit 10% and start bombing. It's their orders from Muhammad. Burning, bombing, stabbing, raping, kidnapping, when they hit the magic number, 10%. And Sri Lanka is now, according to the latest census a year ago, at 9.6. And the Muslims breed faster than anybody else on earth. Their religion does. An average of over 5 kids. So you know the new census, when it comes out, will show about 10.5%. And right when they pass the 10%, bombings ensue. And then they push you out of the enclaves. They always target a smaller minority than them. They bomb that group. The Christians are only 7%. They're the smallest religion in Sri Lanka. And so they'll drive them out of the country, out of their neighborhoods, and then they'll move on to the next group. They'll move on to the next group. So that's how the operation works. It's a program. Like you go to a play and you open it up and it's got 3 acts. You're like, oh, they're hitting 10%. Oh, well, the bombings will start. Just like India got invaded 1,200 years ago by Islam. It was all Buddhist or Hindu. And now, the second largest religion is Islam. And the areas on the map, no non-Muslims allowed. Because it's the religion of liberalness and the religion of peace. So there's an exact blueprint. When they hit 10%, they start burning your churches down and burning your cars and raping your daughters and burning your country down. But it's okay because it's liberal. And so there's been some reportage that 4 hotels got attacked and churches and people dining and inside churches. And in fact, viewer discretion is advised. But when we come back, we're going to roll some of the footage of the aftermath. It's up on Infowars.com. People with their arms and legs and faces blown off for you. And then we're going to show you the dirtbags who've reportedly taken responsibility for it that the media is coddling. Oh, don't say their names or show their faces. It's Islamophobic. That's right. So just daily calls to prayer, everyone in solidarity with Muslims after what happened in Christchurch. Sure, that's fine. I agree. But now, not a word. Where are the Muslims decrying this attacks? Don't hold your breath.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Easter, Sunday, April 21st, 2019, and there have been churches burned and desecrated and bombed all over the world from Europe to Asia today. Hundreds and hundreds are dead. And only in the Sri Lanka case, because it's 400 times bigger than the Christchurch massacre, are you getting and seeing any reportage on this? Bombs detonating inside churches, inside hotels, splattering people all over the walls, blowing their arms and their legs off. Viewer discretion advised. If you're a TV viewer, remember we are a radio show, also simulcast on television on many TV stations across the country and at Infowars.com/show. But remember what I said over and over again when they were having calls to prayer, not just here, but all over the world after the tragic New Zealand attack that killed 49 people. And we were hearing that Christianity and white people are inherently evil and the greatest terrorists and that Islam is peaceful. And I'm like, thousands of churches blown up a year, hundreds blown up a year in the Middle East, firebombed 800 plus bombed or burned down in France, and there's almost no coverage of it. And I said, you watch. You come Palm Sunday, right through Easter, there's going to be bombings and shootings and killings all over the world. And there were. But almost no coverage of it except for Sri Lanka because it was so spectacular. But just your run-of-the-mill, couple people shot, stabbed, church burned down. No coverage of that. I mean, we can show you hours of footage of crosses being torn down in Egypt and churches being blown up. This is what goes on. But, oh, it gets worse. Al Jazeera, BBC, and others are saying that if you report the name of the alleged Sri Lanka suicide bomber, let's show folks a document cam shot of this evil-looking dude, that you're being Islamophobic because Islam did not do this. That's right. Islam is the religion of peace. Media downplay Sri Lanka Islamic bombing that killed 400% more people than Christchurch. Infowars.com. Get it out. See it for yourself. It's also on Newswars.com. Easier to spread that. It's not censored as much. A river of blood. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says several Americans killed in Sri Lanka Easter bombing massacre. Five Brits among 207 killed in Sri Lanka church and luxury hotel bomb attacks. Here's some of the last pictures tweeted out before these sweet families were blown limb from limb. How dare those evil Christians in peace, 7% of the population, live and breathe. They'll be pushed out of their areas soon enough. Bloody Sunday, Sri Lanka Easter church. Oh, and remember, police, 875 churches have been burned or blown up or desecrated in 2018 alone, just last year, in France. Oh, but don't investigate Notre Dame, even though the architect that rebuilt it 10 years ago said, old oak doesn't burn like that. It's almost impossible to light. The carbon's all out of it. Anybody that knows about firewood knows that's true. If an oak tree's been down more than 5 years, it won't even burn. But people don't seem to understand that. And there's a lot of witnesses that said some bizarre behavior was happening inside the church. But who knows? Maybe it's leftist. They caught a leftist philosophy professor with cans of gas inside St. Patrick's. Remember that? But that got almost no coverage. Had the lighters, had the gasoline sloshing out. And, of course, they have now charged him with planning to turn St. Patty's Cathedral into a Roman candle. You can also pull up maps online, again, of the religious makeup of Sri Lanka, one of the most religious nations in the world. And you can see, again, the last census, Muslims were approaching 10%, Christians approaching 7%, And you can notice that the Christians live right up against the Muslims and will now be pushed out by the sword following the edict of Allah. That is in the Quran. Everything inside the house of Islam is the house of Islam. No one will be tolerated. Outside the house of Islam is the house of war, the house of the sword, the house of submission or death. What do you think about that, my friends? We're going to open the phones up a little bit later to get your take specifically on all of this because it's critical. But I want to get into a nexus of stories when we come back that illustrate the globalist larger plans for depopulation. And the fact that the government is now announcing here in the United States, this is the Democrats, a project by law where you've got to pay a tax, a death tax on your body, because carbon's evil, that your body will be ground up and then put on crops to be eaten by humans. I'm not joking. Soylent Green has now been officially announced by, you could guess it, Washington State. Soylent Green is made out of people. But I thought I'd back up when we get to this little bit of history, because when I told the crew, they were pretty blown away by this. This is not the first time humans have been used for fertilizer. So what is old is new. And Malthus, the Malthusian that wants to exterminate everybody, he actually said this was a great idea. Of course, you know why. They had wait till I tell you the rest of the story. You can look this up. This is why history is so addicting. Once you start reading history, you don't want to read science fiction or stuff anymore because you realize that truth is stranger than fiction. That's going to be coming up. Also, we have a big report here. FBI arrests leader of armed group stopping migrants in New Mexico. 300-plus illegal aliens together, mainly men with small children, a lot of them kidnapped, it's admitted, that they use as token shields to get through. Well, the leader has been arrested. But see, it's not illegal to go down there as citizens and point out the illegal aliens and call the police. But the media is creating the illusion that it's illegal because the leader of the group reportedly had a felony conviction and had firearms on him. So you have to read the fine print at the bottom of the articles that he wasn't arrested for going down and stopping illegal aliens. He was arrested because he was a felon with a firearm. But see, they always create that illusion. And now all these border watch groups today had PayPal and banks ban them because that's how it works. Arrest the one guy, confuse the public why he's arrested, and then say, oh, all the groups are illegal. Put out a fake report that the FBI says the Proud Boys are a terror group. Never, the FBI never said it. They lose all their banking. They lose all their jobs. This is how the stampeding fraud works. We're going to get to that. Also, you knew it was coming. The Democrats are announcing plans to begin the process of new fake investigations to impeach the president. And if the president doesn't move against them, it's a dereliction of duty, A. B, they're all the ones who are in trouble and have committed all these crimes and ripped their eyeballs with foreign powers. So call the bluff of the Penguin, a.k.a. Nadler. And all these chicken neck crooks. I mean, let me tell you, you're not in the Democratic Party leadership unless you've sold out to China. Most of them have Chinese agents in their offices. It's just incredible. And again, I want to explain, the globalists use China to fence money through to then use the Chinese apparatus to control the West. So it's not just China. It's globalists allied with China are the trillion-pound gorilla that's on our back. But if we just realize it and say no to it politically, it's game over. Then I saw more studies came out today. I looked them up. There they are. Record exodus. If you think there was an exodus out of California and an exodus out of New York and an exodus out of New Jersey and an exodus out of Maryland and an exodus out of D.C. and an exodus out of all these leftist control cesspits, it's now a full breakneck race for the exit stampede of biblical proportions. And what is that going to mean? 40%+ of people living in those areas say they plan to move in the next year. I mean, the left just ruins every country, every nation, every city they control.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, it sounds right. You better look good and listen well. Hide what you have to hide. And tell what you...
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us on Easter.
You'll see.
2019. Always a good family Christian holiday. One of my family's favorites. Great stories from my grandparents. Great times on Easter with them. They're all gone, but our religion, our God continues on. Our faith, our spirituality. And it really makes me angry that as a newsman, I look at probably 500 articles a day. I probably read 50 articles a day or more. I probably watch 100 clips a day or more. And I even get mad at myself because I'll just see buried in like international news streams a stabbing, a shooting, a bombing, a church burned down. I mean, hell, Muslims blow churches up in Latin America. They're busy beavers. And they always do it when they know a bunch of real faithful are going to be there. And so you got a bunch of nonviolent Christians just going to church with their grandma and some piece of crap shows up, whether you're in Europe or whether you're in Asia or whether you're in the U.S. and they blow you and your family up, and then it's just a blip on the radar screen. But boy, 40-something Muslims get gunned down by a lunatic leftist who said he wanted to cause a global conflagration, like Helter Skelter, like Charlie Manson killed Sharon Tate and all that to cause a race war. They were going to blame black people. That's a false flag. He got caught. Why do these leftists keep wanting to do this? The point is, the media attacked me and said, Jones falsely claims, PolitiFact checked this, Jones claims that Muslims blow things up. We all know Obama said that's not the true religion of Islam, and so those are not Muslims. They wave a magic wand of mind control. And it's disgusting. And so 200-plus people are dead. The number's climbing. And that's just in Sri Lanka. By the way, why do you think, let's put a global map up just south of India, in the Indian Ocean. You've got a place that was 100% Buddhist and Hindu until about 1,000 years ago. And guess who showed up in pirate ships with slave trade? And guess who showed up and would also kidnap the women from there and then ship them and sell them all over the world? Oh, our little friends. Here, look how far away Saudi Arabia is. Look how far away Egypt and Sudan are. By the way, they used to all be Christian. Not anymore. They all got taken over too. And then the little friends on their ships come right over and start taking India over and start taking Sri Lanka over. But let's go more to the east. Our little friends, this is for TV viewers, continued on around and launched invasion forces in what's Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam. Oh, by the way, those groups, those countries were all pretty much nonviolent tribes because there was plenty of land and populations hadn't gone up that high yet. Vietnam had some wars with China by that time. Only reason they developed a military, so hard to beat, they've been invaded so much by China. You think there's any Muslims in Vietnam? No, not tolerated because... Do the Vietnamese tolerate Christians? Oh, they love it. In fact, they're becoming, because Sri Lanka, Christians all get along with Buddhists. Everybody's just happy as pigs, and you know what? And you can go all the way into the South Pacific 1,000 years ago, and all those places that were headhunters, well, they converted to Islam too. Until by the time Captain Cook had discovered Australia and, what was it, Hawaii to boot, if memory serves. Did Cook find Hawaii too? I think it was him. By the time he got there, they were already converting, trying to convert the natives to Islam. The Muslims had already been there. And they don't play games. They kill you if you don't join them. And they constantly kill each other, the Shiites and the Sunnis. Yeah, there's a big globe. Let's put the big globe up there. All over the world, like spores, just all going on and invading and attacking Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines. Why? Just type in churches bombed in the Philippines. There's whole islands taken over. Thousands dead in the last 6 months. Just type in terror attacks Philippines. I mean, it won't be on your nightly news, but you can find all the articles. Crucifying people upside down, blowing up churches. A whole bunch of the islands have been taken over. We can just continue around the globe and see all the places. Oh, let's go up to Japan or China. Why is there 0% Muslims in Japan? Because the Japanese know how to read a book. They know how to read history. And they're like, we Christians, you can come in. Buddhist, obviously. Anybody else? Just Islam? No. It's outlawed. It's outlawed. Oh, but the Japanese don't like having retarded kids either. So they restrict vaccines till age 2 now. Oh, sorry, nothing. You know, the Japanese, they're pretty smart. Might want to, you know. But again, my issue is I tried to stop the invasion of the Middle East. I tried to stop the clash of civilizations. I knew the globalists planned this whole caliphate, one world government movement. But I knew going into the Middle East would only stir it up. That was a larger plan. Not fight them over there, it's going to fight them over here. And now you see Europe lowering its defenses. You see the UN pushing the invasion. But just remember, you're not going to see any crying or whining by the news. You're not going to see any like in New Zealand, where the whole national and state and local police force donned burqas. Women donned hijabs, and they all went to call to prayer and bowed to Allah and bowed towards the pet rock at Mecca. They did everything to say, we're all guilty, we're sorry, a crazy person from another country somehow got in here illegally with a bunch of illegal guns and did this. And we're just all guilty, we're sorry, Islam. You're such a religion of peace. We apologize. And it was on every news channel for 3 weeks. And it was the reason that Candace Owens had to be called before Congress and accused of being a white supremacist because the guy put her in his manifesto, obviously as a troll. And he said it was a troll. So just remember that. When a Muslim gets killed, it's all of our fault. And we all should decry it and say it's wrong. No, you know what? I did say it was wrong to go in there and kill those people. It's wrong to act like the jihadis. It's wrong to act like them. And it's wrong to fund the Arab Spring like Obama did. But you know what? I want to hear CARE, the big Islamic group in this country, and I want to hear the Muslim Brotherhood. I want to hear them come out, and I want to hear them decry the bombings. But she won't hear it from Ilhan Omar. She said, oh, we had some people that did something, and the crowd laughs, rubbing it in our face. Hey, lady, go back to Somalia where you have no rights and you're a slave. No, you'd rather come here and piss in our face. That's what you do. You'd rather come here and make fun of us and laugh at us and all the rest of it. No, I don't see any of the Muslim groups. Where is it? I searched today. Decrying the Islamic attack and saying that's not Islam. That's not who we are. No, you'll only hear mainstream media saying that. You'll only hear our corporate trader media telling you better not talk about the bombings because you Christians deserve to have you and your children killed because the left hates Christianity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, every time I think that I've said it all about Islam and that tirade you just heard, I guess hypocrisy and lies and this evil invasion that the globalists are orchestrating by a religion whose ethos is conquering you by the sword, whose founding documents are put everybody to the sword, sell their women into sex slavery. And there's about to be 3 billion Muslims. There's 1.8 billion right now. And here we are on Easter with bombings all over the world, stabbings, shootings, 800 plus churches in a year blown up or burned down in France. And then there's barely even news of it. Or if you question, could this be arson of Notre Dame? Well, you're an evil person, and even Fox News bans you. If you're a federal official from France or the head of the Catholic League, and now the head architect who helped rebuild it, update it 10 years ago says there's no way that oak burns like that when it's 900 years old. But I walked back there during the break and I was talking about how they're blowing up all these current churches, blow up a bunch of churches and hotels today in Sri Lanka where Christians were having lunch or worship services. And they're like, yeah, look at Syria, all those Roman ruins they blew up, or all the Buddhist temples in Asia that have been blown up. Or, I mean, that's what happens. They don't just take you over and make you submit. They then destroy all the art and all the culture. And that's why they had Muslim professors and Muslim leaders last week saying, I love seeing Notre Dame burn. I hate France and your country sucks and Christianity sucks. And they've always got the apologist Muslims. Oh, no, it's the same Abrahamic religion. We believe in Jesus. That's why we want to blow all the churches up as fast as we can. And there's new articles up on Infowars.com. It's, you know, 11 at night over in England. But our great Paul Joseph Watson has written, alleged Sri Lanka suicide bomber. We're going to play some video and audio of him saying this here in a moment, even though it's in some other foreign gibberish. Anyone who disagrees with Muslims should be killed. Extremist statement went unnoticed. So he's over in Sri Lanka. Turns out he went to a buffet, had a big dinner, and reportedly launched all this. And he's saying, anyone who disagrees with Muslims should be killed. Well, hell, in London, they have the Muslims out at the Speaker's Corner with signs saying that. They allow Muslims to set up harems and sex trade with small children that they kidnap because it's their religion. Federal judge ruled last year, no, it was this year, that Muslims are allowed to cut their daughter's genitals off. Their clitorises. Thank God Islam didn't know about science, or I guess they'd go after the G-spot. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, God put that there for a reason, not for these guys to cut it off, and not here in America. But that's how insane all of this has gotten. And I'm not going to sit here and put up with this crap anymore. I mean, look at this bozo the clown, inbred mental patient person. There is a Muslim guy that's a good guy that criticized it. It's Imam Muhammad Tawahidi. I want to get him on. He was the guy that warned that Muslims were going to run people over with trucks in New York and were saying it at a mosque particularly. When Paul Watson wrote about it the day after the guy ran over everybody in New York, it was the number one story on Twitter, and they had congressional hearings about it with Twitter and said, Paul Watson put out fake news that a Muslim attacked New York and yelled Allah Akbar, and that there was a imam that warned of it, Imam Muhammad Tawahidi. And the Twitter individual said, yes, we took it down at lunch. You're right, it's fake. He yelled Allah Akbar. This imam did warn. There are some Muslims that warn about it. But then he got banned. Paul's tweet got deleted. Because you can't tell people that people are running you over with cars and trucks screaming Allah Akbar. Because you'd wake up. Because you'd do something. Here, let's play some of this guy just days ago over in Sri Lanka saying, we're going to kill everybody. Here it is.
Muslim Mahiripan. அல்லது முஸ்லிம்களுடன் ஒப்பந்தம் செய்த மனிதனாக இருப்பான் அல்லது கொல்லப்பட வேண்டிய மனிதனாக இருப்பான் மார்க்க பார்வை இப்படித்தான் மார்க்கம் பிரிக்கும்
Let's hit pause again. By the way, this fellow, if you're a radio listener, he has an image of a blood-splattered wall behind him. And remember, he's a Al-Qaeda sympathizer. He's a Sunni. And he says, we're going to kill you. And we're going to blow you up. We're going to murder you. And we're coming. And you're going to pay. Because we're going to follow the Quran. And when they do, Al Jazeera and BBC say, this is not Islam. None of this has happened. Now, we're going to play a report when we come back. One of Greg Reese's most powerful, he's been working on for about a week, ahead of Easter. Because he's a Marine and a patriot and a historian himself. And he knew there was bombings coming today. So he had this report done for you, but was waiting for the bombings today to finish it. So, see, he could voice this a week ago about the tragic bombings of Islam on Easter. And then just the bombing came, and he just put it on the end. So that's how we know. It's like clockwork. Oh, let me see. Okay, they're going to bomb people on Palm Sunday. They're going to burn stuff down. Okay, that happened. Okay, they're going to blow stuff up on Easter. Okay, oh. It's like, ping. The toast pops out, but instead, boom. Bunch of churches get blown up. And then some weird, bug-eyed, crazy person. The reason I say that is, In Islam, you can marry your sister and your brother. And there are 7.5 billion people on this planet. Muslims account for 1.8 billion. And there are big studies coming out, and they've tried to block them at the UN because it's called racist. Islam's not a race, it's a religion. You have white members of Islam, you have black members, Hispanic, Asian. They have the highest rate of deformity and account for more than half the planet's deformities. And you know what happens with inbreeding? Mental illness, schizophrenia, paranoia. Look at the British and German royal families. They all inbred and were crazier than you know what. So that's the problem, is we've got a bunch of inbred crazy people that for like 1,400 years have been invading the whole planet. And only when they pushed into Germany and Germania and almost overran Poland and Hungary and Romania, and there were hundreds of thousands killed, did finally, after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years and over 100 invasions, and most of Spain was taken, only then did England and the Norse and others in France, because the Vikings had taken France over, said, we better go do something about this, boys. And they went in there and pushed them all the way out of Eastern Europe, all the way out of Serbia, all the way back to the Middle East. Now, never got Constantinople back. It's called, you know what it's called, right? The capital of Turkey. It used to be called Constantinople. It's called Istanbul. And they have tour guides that teach you, look at the great Islamic architecture. It's all Christian churches that they tore the crosses off and put their moons up on. So there's groups saying, we're coming to get you. It'd be like if aliens arrived from deep space in flying saucers and broadcast, we are going to conquer your planet and kill all of you. And everybody, oh, we're going to submit to you then. Gosh, I better be part of that. Thank you. Thank you. Not fighting back. The cuck dimension. The chicken you know what dimension. I am not in the cuck dimension. And I'm not putting up with it. And if Muslims want to have a reformation and get out of this and stop all this, that's great. But I'm not going to sit here on Easter and put up with this garbage. When we come back, Greg Reese's report is very powerful. Then I'm going to stop talking about this for now because I've kind of gone too far here. The full video report that you need to share is on NewsWars.com. InfoWars.com is great, but they censor it more on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You're able to share NewsWars.com a lot better. And PrisonPlanet.com. So it's also posted there. Go to NewsWars.com and say, it says, watch Jihad in America and the History of Islam, and get that video out and send it out to everyone you know on Easter, because it's powerful and needs to be seen. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Paul's launched his site that I've encouraged you to do, that's excellent, Summit.News. I don't know if this is up there because Paul totally runs that site alone. I knew Paul needed something of his own. For like a year, I said, do your own thing, do your own thing. He's done it. He's working even harder. As I predicted, you have done well. So when we come back, I'm going to finish up with this, and then I'm going to get into the really big news. Oh, I'm going to tell you about when we come back. There's so much to cover. Whatever you do, spread the links, NewsWars.com. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central weekdays, I'm here. Then I'm back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, the David Knight Show. Owen Schroyer, weekdays, 3 p.m., The War Room. Going to add some new shows next month or so. Be ready for that. And remember, only you can get around the censors. Tell folks about the local station you're listening to, the local TV station. Support the local sponsors and spread the links via your email, via text message, via word of mouth. You are Paul Revere. I don't care if you're black, white, old, young, from an Arabic background, from an African background, from a Middle Eastern, Russian background, from Asian background. It doesn't matter. As long as you love liberty, that's what matters. And I'm not going to sit here with the left being apologists for radical Islam and expansionist Islam on Easter. I'm exposing it. But I said I'd take calls. I'm running out of time. I only have an hour left after this segment. And I've got to get to the fact that they're bringing Soylent Green to the United States. Yes, Soylent Green, eating people. This is mainstream news. I'm going to be getting to that. We're also going to continue here. I'm going to get into Democrats' move to begin the impeachment of the president. We're going to break down the different angles of that. The left fleeing their own blue cities and areas and bringing the curse of leftist garbage to us. They don't learn to stop it. That's coming up. Taxpayers fleeing Democrat-run states for Republican ones, but then bringing their leftist pestilence with them. Escape from New York. That's what the New York Post calls it. That's coming up. And obviously, we'll intro that segment with Escape from New York, the great John Carpenter film. Now, we'll then also get into the Soylent Green story and how it ties into something even more important that gives you, in my view, the big picture. And a lot of other stuff. I've got so much news here, it makes my head spin. And Mueller was confronted in the parking lot. We've got a bunch of clips here that we're going to be getting to. But the first thing I wanted to finish up with this hour is this Greg Reese report that is a real action item and that I hope you'll share with everybody you know, because it's very, very, very important. Jihad in America and the history of Islam. Greg Reese, here it is.
Islam is an ideology based on the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith. While it is taught that the Quran is the literal word of God as taught by the Prophet Muhammad, we know that it was written after Muhammad died. It was assembled and officially released during the first three caliphates by a priest class of Islamic warlords. Curiously, several of the symbols chosen to represent Islam were prominent symbols in the Roman Catholic Church, such as the Babylonian symbol for Baal, the all-seeing eye, the seal of Melchizedek, and the Virgin Mother. A good Muslim is expected to accept the Quran and the Hadith as the word of God, and to emulate Muhammad as the perfect man. And as you study these books to learn how Muhammad lived his life, you will learn that the great prophet was a slave owner, a spousal abuser, a pedophile, and a polygamist. The Quran will teach you to fight and enslave all non-believers, and to never be friends with Jews or Christians. The Quran will teach you that going to war against Jews and Christians is virtuous, and that war is deceit. According to Islam, lying to non-believers is a virtue. Lying is such a virtue in Islam that there are four different varieties taught. Taqiyya, for example, is a lie to advance the cause of Islam by gaining the trust of non-believers. When Muhammad died, the Islamic priest class made it their priority to subjugate all Muslims, to murder, rape, and enslave the non-believers, and establish severe Islamic law in every land on earth. Over the next 1,400 years, millions of Christians and Jews were taken as slaves. Judeo-Christian societies were destroyed and replaced with Islam. When Rome finally retaliated, they ultimately failed to take back the Holy Lands. The Crusades were brief and mild compared to the Islamic caliphates. And yet, most Americans hear all about the Crusades, but nothing about the Islamic caliphates. We are often told there is no such thing as jihad. This should be alarming to anyone outside of Islam. The Islamic ideology of conquest has inspired other monsters in history. When the KKK was reformed in 1915, it was modeled after Islam, and their doctrine was named the Quran, which according to clan traditions means Quran. During World War II, the Nazi SS converted to Islam and aligned themselves with the Muslim Brotherhood. With much help from Barack Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the Democratic Party in America. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Keith Ellison identify themselves with Islam. They were sworn into Congress using the Quran, which means they can legally lie to the American people so long as it benefits Islam. They are openly aligned with organizations that support seeing Islamic law practiced in America. Challenging American freedom from within These elected representatives attack Christians and Jews while scolding American citizens as racists and Islamophobes if we dare question their loyalties. Those who understand Islam can clearly see that jihad has come to America. In a 2011 poll, 24% of Muslims believe that military attacks against civilian non-believers is justified. Moderate Muslims claim the Quran is misunderstood and that inspiring jihad is not its purpose. But the difference between a religion that accidentally inspires mass murder and one that deliberately inspires mass murder is meaningless. Islam will never stop. And eventually, the need to defend our American way of life will outweigh the fear of being called racist. The question is, will it be too late? For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Greg Reese, ladies and gentlemen, is really kicking ass, and that is such a true report. And you can argue, well, Islam's had some golden ages and some leaders that were more altruistic, and that's been true. But when people go back to the original seminal Orthodox work, it's expansionist. And it expanded in the jihad to take over the West and got pushed back during the Crusades. And then under the Ottoman Empire, it expanded again all over the world. And then it, again, bet the farm in World War One, lost that. And so Islam is the dominant force on the planet right now. Most Christians have fallen away. Leftists are allied with Islam. We don't have a lot of hope unless we're honest with ourselves about this. And that's what this comes down to. And some people, so I was going to take calls today, but I'll do it tomorrow. If people I know have called in and said, hey, you know, I'm a Muslim. You've had me on, or I've been a Muslim. And some people that, are, you know, that I know, they're smart. And they've said, you should really, you know, counterbalance some of this because, you know, the CIA has been caught funding a lot of radical Islamic groups in terror. Yeah, I know that. The leftist globalist arm of the CIA, exactly. For a larger clash of civilizations. I understand that's going on. But long before the CIA existed, Islam was expanding. And so the left wants the most radical form of Islam that there can be because they believe that's more expansionist. It's like sharpening your sword. And that's the fact. And yes, Albert Pike, the founder of the KKK, supported Islam. And the KKK is modeled after Islam. And Hitler said he loved Islam over all religions and hated Christianity. I've read Hitler's own writings, okay? You can go read Mein Kampf. You can go read his damn speeches. So when you got the left loving you and Hitler loving you, you got a problem. You got a big problem. Big problem. So I stand with Martin Luther King and George Washington and Jesus Christ. I don't stand with the KKK, which is a damn devil cult, which is the Democratic Party. All right. I have not plugged this whole hour. We're listener supported. We've got 50% off all the t-shirts once a year, apparel sale, ball caps. Whether it's a Molon Labe shirt or whether it's a Don't California My USA shirts, they're all there. Without your support, we won't be here. A lot of big sales are up there that are about to end. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get that video on Infowars.com by Greg Reese and share that sucker. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with something I haven't told you about yet that's particularly informative. Oh, yes.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
Yep, this is my Easter message to radical Islam.
hast mich.
My message is, you're going to get some. But the leftist running you, you're really going to get it. Because we're politically and energetically and spiritually awakening the planet. And the enemy can feel it.
Du hast. Du hast. Du hast mich. Du hast mich. Du hast mich gefragt. Du hast mich gefragt. Du hast mich gefragt. Und ich hab nichts gesagt. Denn du bist der Ton, Heuscheide. Treuer sein
für alle Tage. No, you're not gonna get us. No! Nein! All right, let's get back to the serious news here. Verboten. Nein. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the serious news here. I kind of just burnt some more time there, and I've got an overloaded plate here, and I just get so... Here's the deal. I didn't like watching those poor Muslims get killed. Most Muslims are actually nice people. The leadership of the cult running it enslaves them and pushes them to go out and then expand. And then if I saw a bunch of Muslim leaders saying it was wrong that these Islamists just blew up these churches and things, which I've been looking all over and I can't seem to find except one guy wrote an article about it, this imam. Then I get told, don't talk about Islam, and Al Jazeera and BBC are saying this isn't Islam that did this. Bull! They call it religious extremists, not Islam. They won't even say Islam. You know, if an organized Christian group did this, they'd say a Christian cult. But you don't have mainline Christianity saying, okay, see, I said I was going to get to the impeachment move against the president, Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to do that. When we come back, I'm going to be a good boy. Look at that condescending corporate lawyer who helped get laws passed to lock people up for drugs, and now she's this big trendy. Oh, and the big tech's giving the record money to her. And people go, oh, why? She wants to break up big tech. No, she doesn't. They're going to create new regulations to protect big tech to censor. That's why Zuckerberg's writing big op-eds in the Washington Post about how great it is. Holy Toledo. And the New York Times and everywhere else. The Washington Post was the New York Times. I read it last week on air. I mean, that's where we've gotten with this. And then I got sent a link by my lawyer, who also owns a bookstore up in Connecticut. And he said, oh, look at this book about you. And I don't normally write I don't normally read the books that attack me and lie about me. But I thought, well, this morning, I said, let me just read a few chapters of this. And I started reading. Everything that I had knowledge of was a lie. Verifiable on its face, cartoon fiction, not true. So I ended up reading half the book today. My wife's like, I didn't even work out this morning because I was too busy reading. She goes, come on, we're going to Easter, you know, brunch with your parents. And I'm still reading. I mean, I'm going to play, because it's not just a book. This lady went on PBS and I don't know who's stupider, her or the guy interviewing her, but it is some of the most unintentional comedy you are ever going to see. So, I mean, these people are out of their minds. And you know what? Just wait till we get to this, too.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
President Trump, on this Easter Sunday, has some very important decisions to make. The Democrats illegally spied on his campaign. That's all confirmed. They lied to Congress. They tried to have a 25th Amendment coup with the Justice Department trying to wear wires to set him up. And now these arrogant Democrats, or is it really just feigned confidence, want to impeach him. But if you want to understand why they want to impeach Trump, it's because they have to reverse via politics what has already happened. I bring you to Exhibit A for TV viewers, for radio listeners. I will read over all this. Here's a report. Taxpayers fleeing Democrat-run states for Republican ones. Fox News reported on this in great detail today. It's in the Associated Press. It's in Reuters. It's in the New York Post. It's in Town Hall. Escape from New York. 41%+ say they can't afford to live there and plan to move in the next year. Similar numbers in L.A., San Francisco, other areas. Because the globalists have so much money, they're all coming in, raising taxes on the average person so they can't pay anymore. And folks are saying anywhere else but here, and they're going to low tax states. So what do the Democrats need to do? They need to get blue state control of places like Texas and Wyoming and Montana, that's where a lot of people are moving, or Florida, so that they can create stabilization, as they call it, or standardization of taxes. That's what the OECD, the UN, is really all about. Global government is about not letting other people have lower taxes, so that you can control where everybody goes and basically raise taxes as much as you want for social engineering purposes and charge somebody more for a 200-square-foot apartment than for a 2,000-square-foot because 99% of it's taxes. So millionaires are leaving, billionaires are leaving, but now it's the middle class and the workers themselves. I mean, I've got some money. I'm not rich. But, you know, when I try to go stay at a decent hotel in New York and it's like, a motel that doesn't have cockroaches running around in it, it's $500 a night. How in the hell does the average person pay this? Or steakhouses now, I'll just take the 8-ounce filet. That's $50 a lot of places. And I'm like, just a couple years ago, this thing was $25. It's inflation. And that's not Trump's fault. That's the Federal Reserve and just everything we've seen unfold. But they need to impeach Trump and derail him trying to get jobs back to the country, him trying to get confidence, him trying to say lower taxes is better and things like that, so that he can stop the collapse of not just the blue cities, but the red cities, the red states, and all of it. He's trying to build our confidence, reboot the country. But Democrats want full control. They want a controlled collapse in a nation of renters that they run. But right now, their people are all fleeing to red states. So they're desperately trying to flood the red states with illegal aliens that they train at refugee centers by the millions, that they then flood in, who they then give driver's license and voter ID cards to vote in the names of dead people. That's the formula. So the Democrats desperately trying to break the border, desperately trying to just completely get rid of our nation existing, is them hitting the panic button because everyone is turning against them. It doesn't matter if you are Hispanic, black, white. Trump has double the numbers that any other president had in modern history that's a Republican with blacks and Hispanics. The propaganda's not working. It's been so over the top that Trump is Hitler and Trump hates all Hispanics that when I was out in L.A. a few weeks ago, guess who almost everyone was that came up to me? Well, I went on podcasts that were Hispanic podcasts. And they just love Trump. And they all go, no, we saw him. He said, Mexicans are great people. But he said a lot of criminals are coming in, and Mexico has a border, and they lied about Trump. These people are not stupid. They own businesses. They're smart. But that's because they're not criminals. And they know that there is a bunch of criminals down in Mexico, not everybody, not even 10%. But they know that people are fleeing Mexico and bringing a lot of that with them. I mean, I couldn't walk down the street without black people and Hispanics coming over me. And I'm not putting white people down, but that special type that's out in California think they're part of the ruling class, the establishment, or they're guilt-ridden, or they're conformist. And I didn't have a lot of white people coming over and shaking my hand. I had cops pulling over and shaking my hand, literally pulling over and shaking my hand, taking pictures with me, white cops, black cops. But no white people other than that. They didn't want to talk to me. but I couldn't stop shaking hands of black folks and Hispanics. So everything you're hearing in the media from the left is not what's happening. They know their own constituents are off the reservation. They know that people are bolting. And people are actually listening to Trump or listening to me or listening to other people and going, this is reasonable. This is what they really said. They didn't say these things that we're hearing here. And I was down in Mexico a month ago. Had a off-duty police officer as our security with the security from the U.S. And they were saying, of course we agree. Of course we know about all this. This is insane. Guatemala's collapsing. Latin America's collapsing. We shouldn't be letting all these people up here. They said Cancun is going bankrupt now because the Central American gangs are so crazy. They're even worse than the Mexican gangs. They'll just kill people for no reason. And they're holding the whole city hostage and we're losing billions because of them. And they won't stop. And the new socialist president's just bringing them in. He's got to be thrown out. The Mexican cops are seeing their future destroyed, their families destroyed because of open borders with hellish Latin America. So that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. If you think Mexico's bad, it's at the top of the food chain in Latin America. The top of the food chain. It's doing better than other countries. That's why there's a fight in Mexico. They've got more billionaires in Mexico than Switzerland. But their elites keep their people poor on purpose and control them. And Trump doesn't want that. He wants to see everybody do well because that's what creates a big, healthy, vibrant society. And that's what's good for service economies that he's part of. And he sees the service economy dying because there's no money in the country. He sees people not able to go buy a good dinner or go to one of his hotels or a golf course. And Trump gets pissed, man. He goes, why do we have one-sided deals with China where they have 10% growth rates and they're building golf courses everywhere and they're saving money and getting everything, but we don't get anything and our people are working hard, 2-3 jobs. That's bull. We're going to set it up where the average working person in America can actually go on vacation and go to college and do what they want. That's Trump's message. And that message resonates. You know, Donald Trump was against the whole crime bill the Clintons put in to give black people basically triple the prison sentence of whites. And Trump's against that today, and he's delivered on that. And people know. But then along comes Elizabeth Warren, a big corporate lawyer that supported all this crap, and now she's the little darling of the establishment getting all the big contributions from Silicon Valley and the rest of it. They go, oh, you know, Elizabeth Warren's going to break up Silicon Valley. No, she's not. She's going to give them regulatory power and immunity and call it regulation, and they go, oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. That trick is such a joke. So here's Warren, the first candidate to officially call for impeachment. Nadler and others are saying get ready for it. Here it is.
You are the first Democratic presidential candidate who is calling for the start of impeachment proceedings. Other Democrats have been saying it's not worth the political cost, it's not worth the civic cost, or it's arguably just too soon. What made you decide to take this step today?
Well, I read the report.
I was on an airplane. No witch, you know your satanic moron base is all hyped up and hates America and wants to see this country come down. And you know that's the red meat they want. So you're doubling down after the Mueller report failed. That's why. Because you're way back in the polls and people don't like you. So you've got to now try to give them something you think your idiot constituent will want. Continue.
And started reading it, read it way into the night last night. And I got to the end and realized this is about a point of principle. The report is absolutely clear that a foreign government attacked our electoral system to help.
All right, we're going to go to break.
Trump.
No, you're the globalist attacking our country, trying to bring it down. You're the ones working with the Chi-Coms. So they're just doubling down. Okay, I'm going to shift gears out of this for now. But Trump has to take action. They've committed huge crimes. Go after him, Mr. President, or they'll destroy you.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were
all right. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I meant to take calls today, but I got behind getting into the terrorist attacks. And it was Christians all over the world that the left is covering up and saying is in Islam. Unbelievable. We'll open the phones up tomorrow during the weekday show. And I got a lot of big guests coming in the studio this week. But let me hit something here in this segment because I need to move on after that to Soylent Green officially has been announced in the U.S. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. You know, so many times they attack me in the media and go, Jones says there's animal-human hybrids. And then, of course, it's been the literature for 30 years. And then people look and they go, God, it's crazy. It's an MIT and it's happening all over the world. And they're putting human genes in monkeys and they're splicing embryos with pigs. And they're like, wow, Jones wasn't lying 20 years ago when he talked about it. Yeah, I was just reading it in scientific reports and wondering why it wasn't on the news. And it's just the same thing as we go through all these crazy things that are happening and all these crazy things that are going on. It was like Roger Stone went on some XM show, and I'm still friends with Roger, nothing against him. He's got a gag order on him, so he's scared to speak off the cuff. He writes his speeches now that he gives, you know, to exacting points, because he can't talk about anybody associated with the Mueller report. He can't get into any of it. But he was on this XM show, and he's like, you know, I'm worried about Jones. You know, Jones was on the air last week talking about gangs of men dressed as clowns stalking children. And I don't think Roger clicked the video. They've busted two guys in Houston who were convicted child rapists of six-year-olds, both, for whatever reason, separate cases. And I kept wondering, why do they dress like It the Clown at all these drag queen story times around the country and now in Europe as well? And it was founded by convicted murderers and people associated with pedophilia in New York, this whole club kid movement. And so I was tracking these groups, and we've actually done some investigations of them, people on the ground. I went, wait a minute, when these drag queens are at their own private parties, they're dressed more like glamorous women. But when they go to the drag queen events with kids at schools and libraries, they wear makeup all over them, purple, green, red. They have weird headdresses on. And I went, my God, it's a disguise. And so I started saying on air, and we have funded some work, let's just say that, to help run the backgrounds. And there have been some groups busted as convicted pedophiles that are leading the drag queen story time just in Houston. So I'm like, why are they all dressed glamorously at their drag queen events, but dressed like Power Ranger villains at other ones, basically demon clowns? Pull up some of the drag queens, the demon clown outfits. But yeah, pull up the two convicted ones. It's disguises. And I said, they're using fake names. They're in makeup. They've got to be followed home. And they come in Ubers. They come on buses. That's when we went, wait a minute, none of them come in cars. Then I knew my theory was right. And so, yeah, it sounds crazy to say there are men dressed as clowns stalking children. But that's because they come in a disguise. They hand your children flowers. They say, touch my beard, sit on my lap. If you're a radio listener, I'm putting news articles out for people to see. I know for a radio listener, this sounds insane. I mean, I just put up the amazing Desmond there with on screen talking about Rohibinol, a date rape drug, with a convicted murderer and the founder of the club kid movement. Do I need to tell you what a club kid is? So, I don't even blame Roger. It sounds insane to say there are groups of men disguised as clowns, calling themselves drag queens, wearing literal war paint so you don't know who they are when they hunt your kids. Yeah, there's the one convicted pedophile. He's got a disgusting name. He's named William Travis something. I mean, God, imagine your parents name you that, you turn into that. Yeah. Go back to William Travis, though. Look at that moray eel face. That's him with your kids, walking around, hissing, trying to get him to sit on his lap. So again, if you're a radio listener, you're like, what is he talking about? You got to go to InfoWars.com. So I just blew another segment. I didn't blow the segment, but I get why people hear me talk about animal-human clones, and they go, oh, yeah, that's crazy. Because you've only seen that in science fiction, so you think that must be what it is. Yeah. There he is, William Dees. William Travis Dees. Now go back to him. And it's regular drag queen stuff. He just dresses up like a woman. He's trying to pick up men then. But when he's terrorizing your kids, and they even been on the news, the kids are scared and don't want to be part of this, but the presenter on the news goes, got to get the kids while they're young. He's dressed like a moray eel. Hi. And so the media even made jokes. Roger made jokes. He's like, oh, yeah, like there's guys in clown outfits killing people. Oh, you never heard of John Wayne Gacy? Never heard of John Wayne Gacy? How many people, how many young men he killed, tortured to death, down in his basement? So the truth is, there's a big problem here. And you know what? The fact that they're passing laws to kill babies after they're born and harvest their organs, that's what this is about. They busted a bunch of Planned Parenthoods keeping babies alive, selling their organs. That's Associated Press. They then arrested the investigators that snuck in and got this on footage. All those arrests got dropped. All the lawsuits got dropped. These people are heroes. We should have them on. But yeah, it sounds unreal that they keep babies alive and harvest their organs, but it's true. It sounds unreal. There are packs of men dressed like clowns in disguises being given entrance with no background checks to your children. It's true. It's absolutely true. And so if you study history, though, and how when we go through decadent cycles, Camille Paglia is a liberal, a real liberal. She's written about this. It happens over and over and over again. That's what this is predators seeking your children. And they've learned if they hide it in plain view, if he tried to go to the park like he did before and rape a 6-year-old, he'd go to prison like he did for 10 years. But he's out now and he's clowning. And your children are nothing but big old juicy porterhouse steaks to him. And you're not going to do nothing to stop him. Because it's liberal now, you see. In a lot of cases, the parents aren't even told that they're coming to your public school and that your son or daughter is going to bounce on their knee. And in the videos, they go, come touch me, come touch me. And little kids are scared. The mothers go, no, touch. And the kids go, ah! You will touch them. You will touch them. You will touch the man in a clown outfit. So, yeah, see, it sounds insane, doesn't it? Because it is insane. When we come back, the most pathetic garbage I've seen yet, the most stumbling, moronic foolishness, and it's delicious because you realize how weak these people are, and all they've got is this final con game that they're the authority, they're the establishment, they're the arbiters of reality. You must bow to them. You must do what they say. Wait till I show you.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, I got up this morning at 5:30 in the morning, went and had myself a nice cup of coffee, made an espresso, dumped it on top, leaned back, fired up the iPad, and I hadn't turned my phone on yet. There was a bunch of messages from one of my lawyers, Norm Pattis, who owns a bookstore up in Connecticut. So he'd been sent an advance copy of this book, Republic of Lies, which, again, just says America's bad, basically. That's what that means. And so I'm, oh, just another book lying about me, and you know, I'm not going to even look at this. I guess it comes out in a few weeks. But then I went ahead and said, ah, let me just open it up. And somehow it, like, jumped to a middle chapter. So the first thing I start reading is Alex Jones had known Trump many years secretly and had before I ever even interviewed him. And I was like, that's not true. So then I kept started reading and it was like all wrong. Jones worked for NPR in Austin. That's where his first show was. I've never worked for NPR. I don't think I've ever been an NPR guest other than them like taking interviews out of context or clips of the show or the one I did a few months ago that they totally edited out of context. So I didn't read the whole book. But I read 4 or 5 chapters of it, and it was staggering. It was like it had all been written, just stream of consciousness, but like by a lobotomized monkey or something, because it was just, did somebody chain a gorilla to a typewriter? I mean, it was just, none of it was true. And I was reading some of the stuff about people I know in it, and I was like calling them up, and they go, yeah, it's crazy. There was some crazy mole in our office, and they didn't use being in our office to say anything true. They just said a bunch of lies. They'd already heard about it. So that's the new thing, is it's fiction they're writing. But the people writing it, I think, actually believe this stuff. Because how do you go on NPR and PBS? I guess this lady's already been on this week. As soon as I search engined, after I read five chapters, I saw this lady named Merlin, Pendragon or whatever, that's even a real name. I saw her, you know, doing interviews. And man, it's incredible. So I'm only going to play 5 minutes of this. She did a 30-minute PBS interview. And again, there were so many contradictions, so many things where they screwed up, so many things where they said things that weren't true. I was trying to write notes and I was just laughing so hard. My wife's like, what's going on? What are you listening to? And I took my headphones off and I was just like, this is insane. This is insane. But that's what these people do. They just are so delusional. They just make up whatever they want. It was like everything about me wasn't true. Everything they said about other people was just totally made up and like wrong on purpose. Like, how do you get everything wrong? Even when the lie doesn't matter, when it's just some type of side issue or contextual thing, they would lie. It's like, we must invert reality. We must only tell lies. It's like Satanists, I guess, learn to pray backwards or write backwards. I mean, I'm not saying they're literally doing that, but when you're reading something that is a complete inversion of reality by bug-eyed weasels that can hardly talk, you just ask yourself, who the hell are these people? So I don't usually look at the books. There's probably 100 books out there attacking me right now just the last year. Seriously, folks. You see all the attacks all over the news, all over TV every day. It's wild. But I just happened to click it, and the first thing I read was Captain Kangaroo level BS. Up is down, down is up. 2 + 2 = 4. It was amazing. Now, continuing here, I'm going to go ahead and go to some of this PBS piece. And notice he goes, let's talk about false flags now. And then she starts going, well, there are real false flags, like when Putin blew up his own apartment building so that he could take over. Now, whether that happened or not, she's admitting false flags go on. And the presenter goes, yes, we know. Or the original false flags were used against Jews to set them up. I guess he means Nazi Germany, which is true. The czars did it, too, against a bunch of groups that have been confirmed and declassified. White Russians, you know, pre-Bolsheviks, 1917. So they're going, Jones thinks things are staged. But we know the other things are staged, and governments do stage events, and Nixon wanted to bomb a building and, you know, blame it on Democrats. But when Jones brings it up, he's not allowed to question. So they're up there talking about false flags that are real. There's a whole huge history by every major country doing it. The U.S. has done it. The Russians have done it. The Israelis have done it. The Germans love doing it in Nazi Germany. The British used to do it all the time. There's thousands in the history books of admitted false flags in history. Hundreds that have been done by the U.S. Hundreds by the British. Hitler, dozens are known. So it's the oldest trick in the book. Then they're saying, though, we don't have a right to question in this piece. But then you can see the presenter kind of gulping. She's like, well, there are false flags, you know, but not the ones Alex Jones says. The point is, we're questioning. Then she acts like, oh, Sandy Hook's his biggest one. No, it's you and the media picking that to make it the one. You're the ones doing it, not me. But again, their whole goal is say, don't question things. But then it becomes a discussion of false flag. Because 20 years ago, no one even knew the term false flag outside of intelligence agencies. Now it's been popularized by yours truly and others. So now they're behind the eight ball where people know about all these false flags, but then they want to say that the general public, well, they also keep saying the uneducated conspiracy theorist. Well, number one, most billionaires didn't finish their college education because they knew it was a dead end. If you want to be a follower and in a certain guild and make $100,000 a year, then go to college. If you want to, okay, so that's well known. So there's also this arrogance that, well, these, but her whole book is the rise of conspiracy. You mean questioning to power. No, we don't believe you known liars anymore. And then we read your book, and it's a malpractice. I mean, I don't know what you call it. Lady, I've never worked for public radio or NPR. Might have had them shove a mic in my face a few times. You couldn't even figure out when it's in every publication and every article about me. You're a Gizmodo journalist. That's like, you know, saying that she's a Tonka toy that competes at the Indy 500. And again, she couldn't get basic facts straight. It doesn't matter because she just typed up with the talking point she was given whatever she wanted. Anti-Semite this, anti-Semite that. If she did any research, she'd go on the internet and know that the anti-Semites are leftist run and hate my guts. But again, that's who these people are. Oh, your name's Anna Merlin. You're author, Republic of Lies, a Gizmodo journalist. Here, let's have you go on air and say Jones knew Trump for many years before he had him on. They're good friends. No, lady, I didn't know him until I interviewed him, and I've only talked to him here and there since, and we're not good friends. It's horse crap. But again, they don't care because there's no journalistic integrity, and her own people are going to reward her. Like, oh, wonderful lies. Anna, this is amazing. Hey, Anna, $1 million reward. If you can show that I ever worked for NPR or got my start in public radio. Can't find it, can you? Because it doesn't exist. How about this? How about $1 million if you can show that I knew Trump before I interviewed him and we're really good friends? Because let me tell you, it's dizzying. You read this and it's like next level lies because they don't care if they get caught. Or is it total incompetence? I think it's both. So when we come back, I'm going to play 5 minutes of this. And it's just so wild. And again, I haven't even read the whole thing. In fact, I can't read any more of it. But I was just like, I was dumbfounded. I was like, what? What? So I started control effing Alex Jones to find my name. And I was just like, what, what, what? I mean, there was nothing accurate. Nothing. Nothing. All crap. In fact, this is actually a satanic masterpiece. It is a total inversion. Total inversion. Which I guess they seek total inversion. So for those of us that aren't into inversion, we to us it's a joke, but to them, this is their religion. I take it back. This woman's a genius. Total inversion has been achieved from what I read. A murderer of the truth. An assassin of reality. A killer of America.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, before I get into this exercise in arrogance and pontification and people trying to control reality until you can't question things and then fall all over themselves acting like fools. Before I do that, really just insulting your intelligence, don't forget Mike Adams hosts every week an hour of original hard-hitting information counterthink for the hour right after we end at 6 o'clock Central. Then David Knight will be back tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central for the David Knight Show. Then I'm back at 11 a.m. The Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. And the way we reach out on these local stations, TV stations, and the internet is you spread the word. So thank you for doing it. So imagine on PBS nationally and NPR nationally, taxpayer funded, because nobody wants to actually fund this themselves, these slugs get up there and they put out things like Republic of Lies, which is saying America sucks and America's a bunch of idiot boobs that need to be led by the intellectual elite that are so smart. I mean, they say all that. It's incredible, the 30-minute babble. And then she gets into false flags. And so they start admitting that false flags are real historically and that a lot of times things are staged. And then it's anti-Semitic, though, to question if something's a false flag. So they're engaged in double think. Two opposite ideas at the same time, as George Orwell talked about, being held by the person. So it's like psychosis. They're saying there are no such things as false flags. It's insane. It doesn't exist. No one ever stages anything. They then pimp the whole dead Sandy Hook kids again and say that I'm doing it. They're obsessed with that. That's not on our radar screen. And then they go on and admit that false flags are real. So it's just a fascinating to see servants of evil and how they just get talking points. And they think their audience is so dumb that even though logic is being murdered, run over like roadkill, they don't get how buffoonish they are. It's just fascinating. Never worked for NPR. Never been part of NPR. I don't think I've ever even been in NPR studios. I got my start on NPR, according to her. There won't be a correction. She'll be given a Pulitzer Prize, probably. She says, I was Trump's advisor and best friends with him for years before I ever came on my show. The whole thing's a lie. How do they? They're murdering truth, though, folks. They're gaslighting. It's like saying Islam's never hurt anybody. It's a religion of peace. They just, Obama said so, so it is. What they are is followers. So let's go ahead and get to this piece. I'm going to try to just roll it out without making too many comments. You can hear it yourself. Here it is.
But what is outlandish, you and I think would agree, was the trutherism around 9/11, Sandy Hook, the most recent massacres, Las Vegas.
Hit pause. I can't help it. The government never said what happened in Vegas now. 9/11, 28 pages admit there was a stand down in parts of our government. I mean, when we say false flag, we're simply saying that we're being given a goal that isn't what they're claiming. Let's continue.
You document the link between Oklahoma City and Alex Jones and...
Let's stop again. You document. The whole thing is wrong, is twisted garbage. But she's the authority. She's a Gizmodo journalist. She documents. Let's continue.
Public radio.
Oh, yeah. Back it up 10 seconds. In fact, I'm not going to interrupt because the show's almost over. Back to the beginning. I'm going to shut up. Just play it. Again, I got my start in public radio. No, I didn't. 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 Continue.
But what is outlandish, you and I think would agree, was the trutherism around 9/11, Sandy Hook, the most recent massacres, Las Vegas. You document
Jesse Smollett,
the link between Oklahoma City and Fake Alex Russia Jones guy. And being booted off public radio and going on to found and then monetize this misinformation. You describe the political ulterior motive in capturing hearts and minds, but these major events that speak to false flags, right? The premise of the false flag. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our viewers what the initial idea of the false flag is and how it's attempted to be manipulated?
When we hear conspiracy theorists in America talking about a false flag, what they mean is broadly an attack, an act of violence that is not what it seems.
And pause again. What they mean is you're not anointed, you're not allowed to ask questions. It just means you sit down and shut up. Let's continue.
Jones made his earliest appearances on public radio in Austin talking about the Oklahoma City bombing as a false flag.
Hit pause.
And claiming.
This woman is so stupid, she doesn't know it means access television. Continue.
That what it really was an attack perpetrated by someone within the government to justify a crackdown on...
No, I know the names, lady. I don't read the cops.
And so every false flag theory from then to today, especially Sandy Hook, is the logic behind it is that the government is perpetrating an attack, or elements within the government are perpetrating an attack in order to advance a political agenda. A lot of the time it's gun control, which is what happened with Sandy Hook, and it's why false flag and relatedly crisis actor conspiracy theories became so prominent around Sandy Hook, even though they were, of course, not true. They were complete lies.
Often, in the case of Oklahoma City, 9/11, they're identifying not just the threat to the Second Amendment, but the threat of Jews. And there is an anti-Semitic, explicit anti-Semitic alignment between that. And yet the original false flag was an act that justified heinous crime against the Jewish people. I don't understand.
Hey, pause again. So false flags don't exist, don't say it. But the only frame-ups in history were done to Jews. What? So false flags don't exist, but they're going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, Putin's a false flagger, but they're allowed to question that, but well, let's continue.
How are they connecting?
So, yeah, when we talk about something like the Reichstag fire, or more recently, the apartment bombings in Russia that precipitated Vladimir Putin's rise to power, apartment bombings that we now believe were orchestrated by the FSB.
Pause again. So you believe, so you say it's done, even though I have a whole stack of stuff here. Gulf of Tonkin staged, U.S. government declassified 8 years ago, it staged. Operation Himmler, how it started World War II, that was staged. Levant affair, Israel admits they staged terror attacks to blame it, to keep the British in the Middle East. These are all real false flags, lady. But you just say Putin did it, fine, you have a right to. But the point is, you feel so he staged a false flag. But I have proof of false flags, I can't say it, because I'm not an anointed person like you. I don't have a low IQ. Let's go back to her.
The FSB is what the modern day KGB is.
Right.
Those things are pretty clearly attacks that were orchestrated for political ends.
Ooh.
Whereas when we talk
hold on, about back that up 5 seconds. I'm going to do this again tomorrow. There were attacks staged to blame other people that didn't do it. Wait, but I'm the crazy guy that introduced this to everybody 20 years ago. I'm sorry, Cupcake. I talked to all the cops where the Clintons, their people came in and threatened to kill their families. They didn't talk about the bombs they saw in the buildings. And they killed some of the cops, lady. I mean, I know all about it. Our military blew the whistle on OKC. The Clintons did that, lady. Let's finish up with her. So she's admitting false flags are real, but I'm insane for introducing it to the public. Not in the nomenclature 20 years ago. This audience, we introduced this, and now this idiot can't stand the fact it's introduced, but she needs to dismiss false flags. They don't exist. Instead, she brings a bunch of admitted ones in and then screws the pooch. What a lightweight. Can you feel our victory? We're going to beat this scum. Let's continue.
Orchestrated for political ends. Whereas when we talk about something like Oklahoma City or more recent false flags, a lot of times, as you say...
By the way, she just called OKC a false flag. I'm sorry, continue.
Anti-Semitic conspiracy theory of the one world government or the new world order comes up.
Hit pause again. Hey, lady, that's 10-year-old propaganda. The New York Times says, how do we save world government? The Financial Times says, how do we save the new world order? They now admit the whole technocracy, the world government plan, you dumbass. Continue.
I don't know necessarily that it's an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, but that's what it is. This idea that...
Oh, pause. We don't know necessarily it's anti-Semitic, but we're going to tell you Pepe the Frog's anti-Semitic and make it so. And we're going to tell you if you don't want the EU running your life or the Chi-Coms, you're anti-Semitic. This is the intellectual foppet. I'm sorry. Just finish up with it.
These globalists or Jews who are in power in a room somewhere are orchestrating these attacks as a way to create
that's enough.
A one world.
So we talk about globalists and the TPP and groups that we didn't elect running our lives, which is going on, and she's going to say it's Jews. It's always her. She's going to say Sandy Hook didn't happen in my name. She's going to say the Jews did it in my name. What a piece of filth. What a liar. You haven't shut us down, witch. You'll never will. God, thank God I'm not you. Counterthink's coming up. Infowarsstore.com. Please get t-shirts. Please get books. Please get films. Please support us. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew. And I'll talk more about this tomorrow. This is incredible.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.